Blog Talk Radio.
Bid 'em in, get 'em in. That sun is hot and plenty bright. Let's get on to business and get home tonight. Bid 'em in. Auctioning slaves is a real high art. Bring that young gal, Roy, she's good for a start. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Now here's a real goodbye. On about 15, her great grandmammy was a die homie queen. Just look at her face, she sure ain't homely. Like Sheba in the Bible, she's black but comely. Bid 'em in. Gonna start at 3. Can I hear 3? Step up, gents, take a good look, see. Cause I know you'll want her once you see her. She's young and ripe, make a darn good breeder. Bid 'em in. She's good in the field, she can sew and cook. Strip her down, Roy, let the gentleman look. She's full up front and ample behind. Examine her teeth if you got a mind. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Here's a bid of 3 from a man who's thrifty. 325, can I hear 350? Your money ain't earning you much in the banks. Turn around, Roy, let him look at her flanks. Bid 'em in. 350's bidding, I'm looking for 4. At $400, she's a bargain, sure. 4 is the bid, 450. 5, $500, now look alive. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Don't mind them tears, that's one of her tricks. 550's bidding, who'll say 6? She's healthy and strong and well-equipped. Make a fine lady's maid when she's properly whipped. Bid 'em in. 6, 650, don't be slow. 7 is the bid, gonna let her go. At 7, she's going, going, gone. Pull her down, Roy, bring the next one on. Bid 'em in, get 'em in, bid 'em in.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We're coming to you from San Joaquin County, California this evening, which is January 1st, 2020. So we want to give a shout out there to all the RBGs up in the Pacific Northwest. We want to give a shout out there to Mile High News, to Do the Knowledge Radio. Also, too, we want to give a shout out there to all those who are conscious and who appreciate, you know, our history and our culture and where we come from. So tonight's topic, ladies and gentlemen, is Happy New Year, Prosperity or More Sorrow. We will review the year 2019 in our own words and thoughts. We will also discuss what should be our major concerns for the upcoming roaring 20s of the 21st century. And this episode there is for those 18 years of age and over. And also, Tessie, we got a caller here from area code 720, the last one, 4169. I think I know who that is. How you doing there, Denver, Colorado?
Hey, peace and black power, brother Shabaka. How you doing?
All right. Hey, peace and black power always. Yeah, we definitely appreciate there being a West Coast correspondent there for Mile High News, and we definitely look forward to hearing from you gentlemen tomorrow night, because I think you have taped it already and going to be playing it later on tonight at about 8 p.m., I believe, Mountain Time.
Correct.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay, so we see we got our one and only featured caller here who always calls us in there from Baltimore, Maryland, the one and only Mr. Isaiah. Okay, good evening to you there, Isaiah. How you doing this evening? How's everything there on the East Coast?
Good evening, brothers. Black Power, how y'all doing?
All right. Just up here trying to stay alive here, man, for the roaring 20s
right.
Here, man, you know, up the 21st century.
Happy Earth Day, brother.
Yes, sir.
Happy
yeah.
Earth
oh,
Day,
thank you once again. Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah, appreciate it very much. Okay, now let me ask you gentlemen this, okay, in your own words and in your own thoughts before we start our discussion, what do you think was the one of our major setbacks, downfalls that we had there in 2019, and what do you figure which will be happening for us in 2020 or the roaring 20s of the 21st century, as I call it, is because, you know, we're in the election year. Okay, what do you got to say about that, Jesse?
Biggest setback was the killer, the brother of the killer, Bolton John's brother,
yes,
hugging
sir.
The killer of his brother, mm-hmm. talking about I love
yes,
you
sir.
And I forgive you, after she done killed his brother,
exactly.
thought
right.
he was going to put a Savante Clark.
Right.
I think that mm-hmm. one is not the biggest setback, because it showed, like, even if they kill us, we still forgiving them.
Exactly.
Right.
You see what I mean?
All the time.
And out there is kind of looting. Yes, sir. And out there is kind of ludicrous. Also, too, we got a call here from Southern California. I believe that there's our producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D. How you doing, Mad Dr. D?
Hey. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to the show.
How you doing,
everybody?
Happy New Year,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that there's Brother Isaiah, Mad Dr. D. You know, he's bidding you good evening, you know, greeting you. We also, too, got Brother Jesse on the line for Mile High News, and we're the West Coast correspondents for him. He's on the line coming out of Denver, Colorado. And also, too, I see area code 302 there, the last four, 2966, the one and only Mandela Khan. So how you doing, both you gentlemen? And what we're talking about, Mad Dr. D, is looking at the year in review of 2019, and also, too, you know, what our challenges are going to be for 2020 with this being an election year, and also, too, what should be some of our political strategies, you know, to enhance ourselves.
My thing
like
is
on the current
2020.
Impeachment. Yeah.
My thing is, you know, like last year, it's the same old routine. So we're going to see what we got to do for 2020, because we got to rise up, because I'm tired of seeing the same routine every single day. Every year, it's the same old route.
Yes, sir, and that's why I appreciate what Brother Jesse has said there in the past about, you know, dealing with these reparations, man. We just got to have some tangibles, which is land, labor, capital, and risk management,
capital.
You know, for ourselves to become self-sufficient. And then also, too, is that I came across some information over the net that every New Year's, you know, they used to have major slave auctions around the southern United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then from what I understand, you know, information that I was reading on as well, too, is that they were saying some of the slaves would be freed, but the majority of them would be sold off. And also, too, I believe, is that where a lot of our people, you know, were buying their relatives, you know, to make them free as well, too, off of the auction blocks, you know. So we want to get some feedback on that. And then also, too, we want to talk about this farce a little bit called this impeachment, which I honestly believe is nothing more than a damn joke. You see, it's because they already had stated in the U.S. Senate that they're not going to convict old boy, you know. Right.
Right.
Okay, well, this this last year being, and what you guys, I would like to hear from each individual, what made a difference in your life of the year 2019, you know. So if I keep it so L, because we're all coming from different parts of the country, and so different things happen that we don't hear nothing but your local news and what's going on, and that's why I like to know what's going on all the way through the country. So you guys you can start, and then we're going down the line, and then after that, I'll send you mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go on to the next subject. Is that okay? Is that fair enough?
Yeah. That there will work, Mad Dr. D. Yeah. So therefore, so you know, what's been happening in Denver, you know, what's been happening there in Baltimore, and also too, I see Mandela Khan up there too. Yeah, and your mic is unmuted, Mandela Khan, and feel free to join in the conversation. But a thing that I've been doing as the West Coast correspondent for Mile High News, I've been reporting on the homelessness here in California. And just last week heard something very tragic where a homeless woman with a two-year-old child were homeless out in the rain and getting wet and stuff, and unfortunately the two-year-old baby died. Now, another story that's going on out there out of Oakland is, and another thing that happened here in the city of Oakland is where these two sisters, you know, who call themselves Moms Against Homelessness, occupied a residence that's owned by a real estate holding company in Southern California, and they have the attitude that I agree with, that everybody has a human right, you know, to have shelter. It says, because we're going up here expulsionately, you know, being homeless out here, because here in California, as you know, man, Dr. D, we only make up, man, less than 20% of the population, but we're making up more than 50% and 35% of the homeless population in the Bay Area and in Southern California, respectively. So, you know, we got to focus on that there, you know, to become self-sufficient. And then also, too, we need to innovate and come up with some ideas, you see, you know, to prevent this and putting our own people to work. Now, I know up here with the Silicon Valley money, these trillionaires, you know, with their corporate greed and with them moving and shaking, buying up and gentrifying all the real estate, you know, that there's a major cause of homelessness right there.
Yeah, we're going to find other companies, too, you know.
Yeah, I was just telling me to go with you a lot, right, but we'll touch on that subject. I'm homeless, so I'm glad you brought it up, because I got everybody needs to know somebody. I probably have people you know are homeless, you know, and this is a damn shame.
Right.
But we'll touch that a little bit more in length, But what else? This is just a little baby died, you know. You know, I mean, it's like this is insane, you know. You know, the thing that I want to know what's going on with you guys is because we can keep in touch of our reality and what's going on.
Right,
on in Jersey. I don't know what's going on in Ohio. I don't know how it controls over the news. But I got to hear from the real people, which is you guys, because you guys are the ones that
Absolutely. Yeah, most definitely. Because, you know, as you said, Matt, Dr. D, you know, a while back out there just observing what's around you, you see. And then, of course, these major news corporations, man, they're going to fabricate shit, exploit shit, blow up shit, sensationalize shit.
You already know,
All that.
Don't want to come up with the truth. And you know they always they try to look at us like that and we are the wrong ones everybody keeps saying we should do something, but we can't always do nothing because all these racist collaborative economics don't want to give us the chance trying to build up our own. Trying to build up our own stores, our own markets and everything, our own schools and all that.
Yeah, that's just it though there, Brother Isaiah. Before, you know, integration, you know, the 1960s and what have you, you see, you know, we did a whole lot of all black commerce. And then we did so much. It's just like what they did down in Rosewood, Florida, you know, the first part of January, where they burned down all the black businesses right there, you know, just went out there, you know, having white people from all across the country going to Florida just to massacre black people, or just like with the Tulsa riot. You see what I'm saying? When they burn down
Right. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, Shabaka. Because I've been celebrating Kwanzaa this whole week. And at one of the Kwanzaa celebrations, he was talking about, did integration hurt us or did it help us? And somebody brought up, I was the one that brought up the fact that Black Wall Street, it was a question of, can we rebuild Black Wall Street? And I said, if we rebuild Black Wall Street, what is going to stop the white power structure from coming in and destroying it once again? What do we have set in place to defend whatever it is that we build? Because we know from history that when we build something, they're going to come in and destroy it.
Right.
Always.
Like I said before,
we need to stop, you know, I've said this before, most of people need to stop being, you know, so forgiving and trying to accept from other people, like they don't have our back. So we need to come together as one.
Right. Yeah, because see, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to do that from a commercial aspect, an educational aspect, and definitely a political aspect. But another thing, though, too, there, Jesse, that we have to get more in control of, and I'm sure you agree too, Mad Dr. D, is controlling banking.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so we got to get in there and start controlling. Yeah, go ahead, Mad Dr. D.
The first thing we need to do is control our own situations. And, you know, our finances, you know, our upbringing, just the way we present ourselves and the way we deal with things. So if we can't control yourself, you're not going to control anybody else. You know,
that's fair.
If you got self control, then you can move mountains. But if you see, the way the system is, it gets you so mad, it throws you off track. So you're so busy being mad that you lose focus, you know?
Yeah, right, diversionary tactics. Yeah, you say, yeah, that's what the power structure uses, diversionary tactics, Mad Dr. D, you're right.
I'm going to tell you a little story. I'm trying to stay on point right now. I say, trying to control some of that. So I don't know what's going on in your life. This is what happened to me this year. I started off with a big case with the VA, January 10th, as a matter of fact. And I've been battling them ever since, you know, what they owe me. So anyway, in the meanwhile, they're hospitalized three times. And the third time, they are the second thing. And I wasn't going to make it within 4 hours. And they told me that call my necessary, my family, because they ripped me out. And I told them to go fuck themselves. I said, because I want something, I want me something to eat. I said, I'm going outside and I'm leaving. You know?
Right.
And I'm still alive now. I had heart failure.
Right.
I had kidney failure. I had blood clots. I had surgery. All of the above. You know what I mean?
You're fading in and out, Mad Dr. D.
You know, I had surgery. I've been in the hospital like 5 months out of this whole month this year.
And that's another thing we need to do.
But what I'm saying is, you know what I mean? But the medical profession out here sucks, number one. And they can't tell me it's not my time to go until God tells me at that time. And so I decided I wasn't going to die. And I didn't. And I'm not, you know, until it's my time. So, and then you had that thing. Then you had this homeless situation. You know, your finances always screwed up. Because the more money you make, the more money they take. You know.
Well, that's just it, though. Okay, Mad Dr. D, you're fading in and out.
And then I had a big battle with my family. I've been hiring some of my mother to die, and now they're all fighting over the property. So my life has been one big battle, you know, or a struggle just to stay alive, you know. And that's all I know what's going on with your neck of the woods. And then we'll elaborate on certain subjects. Like, especially the homeless. That's ridiculous. That's
his oldest
fucking
shit. Well, yeah. It's growing exponentially. It's like a falling rock. It's growing exponentially.
Right.
It's because up here in Oakland, what I'm seeing is you got RV parking lots, and then some of the city legislatures has legislated is that you could park your RV there or your vehicle there in a parking safe lot. And I even think they're even doing it down there in Los Angeles. You got people driving for Lyft and Uber and all that old shit, living in a damn car. You see, over there in Silicon Valley in San Francisco, man, the average rent over there for a one-bedroom cracker box-ass apartment, man, is $3,700. You see what I mean? So this is what we have to do.
$3,700 for an apartment?
Yeah, one-bedroom at that.
Sure, oh my God.
Not even a one-bedroom, a studio.
Yeah, exactly, Jesse, yeah.
Right, the whole studio costs a lot of money.
Yeah. So we need to focus in on that.
I'll tell you, I was in Oxnard about 2 years, and You can't, you are not even allowed to push a shopping cart. And they say you should push a shopping cart with your belongings. They'll give you a ticket. They'll dump all your stuff out there and take the cart from you. And then they'll give you a ticket for pushing a shopping cart.
Literally. Because California does have that shopping cart law there. Yeah, you read about that there, man, Dr. Dave. And see, so this is how it's getting more and more redundant. And like I said, is that we got to develop some methods, you know, throughout the nation, man, in the community, man, you know, at the local level, then at the state level, man, of what we're going to do for ourselves to house ourselves. Because let's be real, these other groups of people, man, they don't give a damn about us, man. And this is how
we already know, brother.
Yeah, because we are all we got. You see, we are all we got. So. You want to say that again, man, Dr. D? Okay, do I have a what?
Can we hear?
Yeah, man. We got three callers on the line right now. And we're expecting more to call on in. Okay, now let's give old Mandela Khan the floor for a second. Hold on, man, Dr. D. Mandela Khan, you're there, sir, and good evening to you.
Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
No, okay. We see Mandela Khan right there. Okay. Well, maybe he's just listening. All right, but moving right along here, man, Dr. D. Yeah, like the homeless situation, you know, that there is very, very bad about how it's going throughout the state of California. And then also, too, I'm sure Jesse could tell us. It's about how what they're doing is criminalizing the homeless there in Denver, Colorado.
Right.
And they're up there.
Yeah, so,
you see what I'm saying?
I have an update on that. Last week, Denver Judge Johnny Rojas, he ruled the camping ban unconstitutional, saying that it was cruel and unusual punishment. So this comes from the Ninth Circuit, U.S. Supreme Court of Appeals, striking down the camping ban in Boise, Idaho last year. So now the Denver County judge has ruled it unconstitutional. So we are planning a big action sometime soon to get our current city council to repeal the urban camping ban on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. And our partners in California, San Francisco, L.A., Sacramento are also pushing for the Oakland, too, are pushing for the same thing. From their local city council, because it's ridiculous. We've known this is unconstitutional, but now there's a judge in Denver that has put it on the books that this is unconstitutional, and now the Denver Police Department, is saying that they're stopping enforcing the ban. But our unhoused neighbors out here are still saying they're being harassed.
Oh man.
Okay.
And there's a
tweet
scheduled sometime this week.
Okay. All right, we got a caller calling in here from area code 302, the last 4-1337. Where are you calling from? What's your name and what's on your mind?
The first state of slavery, Delaware, Mandela Khan, the connector, from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, UK, University of Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo. Understand the times we live in today. We're on course for something spectacular. General Shabaka, and I just want to say we got to have a change of heart and choose a new way of life under the total recall of the Ethiopian matriarch with the red, black, and green. And there's so many people, there's a multitude of people want to know, what is that Mandela Khan? Now, here's where I really want to give you the Prime Minister. Your attitude on Joe Gibson's program tonight is what we need. You're the Prime Minister of the matriarch and the red, black, and green. And when you can be a diplomat and articulate, we're going to get the 11 million people in the Genesis that we need to overturn this country, and we're going to get the 100 million when we march the hordes on the capitals to overturn these tyrants. And we're going to do it. Now, having said that, I want you to know that this guy, John Sean, blocked Joe Gibson And Joe Gibson gave John time. Joe Gibson, like I told you, he's Heckle. John was Jekyll. Joe Gibson was the Lone Ranger. And John was Tonto. Joe Gibson was Batman. And John was Robin. Do you know that not only did this beast who said that with arms on November 2020, the people are going to surround the capitals and overturn the tyrants. He stole my stuff. But that beast had the audacity to block me and Joe Gibson. Isn't that extraordinary? Only you know this, Dr. Zimbaka. Now, I'm only putting that forth because I want everybody. Download the app on Zoom.
Yes, sir.
And Zoom, when you download that at 10 o'clock every night, we can have the discussion how to put 11 million people in place and 100 million. But I want you to go directly to this fear, this tyrant, this president, this dictator, this warlock named John Son. And we go on this program because of this. How dare he tell the people on November 2020 to pick their guns up and surround the Capitol. In the Constitution, that's illegal. It is lawful for us to have the supreme numbers to put this nation in seizure. We don't have to have no guns. We are not going to have no guns under the total recall of the matriarch, the recall of class action 567, like Shabaka was discussing earlier. But what I need you to do, the call number on that Zoom platform is 931-487-5206. That's 931-487-5206. This guy that looks like Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried, this guy who has the red, black, red, white, and blue as his background, he's telling the people as the Lone Ranger that on 2020 election year, there are going to be people with guns surrounding the Capitol to arrest the government. It's not going to happen, and I'll tell you why. It's not going to happen because we here under Class Action 567 to suspend the Constitution with the intent to rewrite under the total recall of the matriarch. And I'll tell you why, because not even the white women was at the Founding Fathers' table when they put the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. Only white Klansmen was there. So we were three-fifths of a person, and slavery shall be abolished except in the form of servitude after duly convicted, 14th, 15th Amendment. We're saying y'all in your Genesis did not include us, and you did not include the white one. But here's where we got all of it.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
And that is the red, black, and green and the Ethiopian Empire. Do you know that never in the throne of David there is an African woman that sits as the Ethiopian president? Her name is Shelly Work Zweedy. And I gave y'all the
president. There you go. You got his
Shelly
number now.
Work Zweedy. All
right.
And in the United States of America, the only choices y'all have in 2020 is Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump. It's not even consideration of Shelley Chisholm, Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, not even Hillary Clinton considering the white people's house, because this is a Masonic patriarch under the Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue. The red, black, and green has won in 2020. Much love and much respect. Haiti, 1804. Haiti, 1804 is the January 1st. Day of
Independence Revolution.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I want y'all to understand that it's connected to us today in 2020 because Haiti is being persecuted in the Americas. That's from Canada, from Alaska to Mexico, Bolivia, Peru. But Haiti, Haiti is what it's really called. Haiti. It's not called Haiti, it's Haiti. Haiti, under the Louisiana Purchase, 1804 is really the celebration of independence.
Okay, also too, Mandela kind. Okay, we got another caller there. Hold on one second, man. Dr. D, I'm going to go to you. We got a new caller here, 347. The last four is 0005. I think I know who it is. Okay, you're on air there.
Not me.
Yes, you.
Hello?
347. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Is it? Is this me, Joe? Am I there?
Yes, Joe Gibson, you're there. You're there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know because they're logging me in from a different number. I'm sorry. I did not know that. But yeah, we're calling in live from my show, like I promised I would do. So what are you on? I don't want to change your narrative of your show because it's your show. But what are you talking about right now? Maybe, and I got Dr. Leroy also who's calling in from my show that wants to have a couple words with you also. So
yeah, is that 336?
Yes, that's 336. Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on. Let me go on there and unmute him right now. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right, 336. You're on air right there. 9731. Now let me tell you something, Dr. Leroy. I'm going to tell you the house rules right here. All that cussing and profanity and those racial slurs. So
no, we'll be respectful.
Oh yeah, you're going to be respectful here. So I'm going to let you know that right now. So what's on your mind, Dr. Leroy?
I think me and you got off on the wrong foot to start with. I think you heard a few comments or opinions I made, and it went south real quick. You know, I think, I've told you before, Chewbacca, that you got like a perfect. You remember that guy from Cincinnati where that was all over the news with that perfect radio voice and everything like that. And I'm not kissing butt. And I'm not trying to be nice, but you got a good broadcaster voice, if you know what I mean. And then, you know, I compliment you on that. And I think you only heard the negative when I said you started cussing me right away. I was like, why, you know? It has nothing to do with that. But, anyway, go ahead and buy your show. I'm gonna listen in and pay attention as long as I can because I gotta wake up early and be a slave.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Dr. D. Yeah, that is our producer, the one only mad Dr. D.
All right, now hear me out. You say you got the wrong foot, because you sit on my back foot right now. But however, you know, everybody is entitled to your opinion, you know what I mean? But we're not going to disrespect anybody on this show, you know, except the way, man.
Thank you.
it's just an opinion. And they give everybody a fair chance to respect that.
I can't hear him.
Okay, man, Dr. D, you're fading in and out.
All right,
yeah, yeah, you need to boost up your microphone right there. And Joe Gibson, he hosts his own
podcast. Right now? How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you sound good there, Matt. Yeah, it sounds perfect.
Okay, also, let's say that when we started with the show, I want to hear what's going on in your neck of the woods, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then we were going to have a couple of my points that we were talking about the homeless people. And the other brother we were going to talk to, he says about taking over the White House. Now, I'm like, one quick question.
Yeah, that was
Mandela
Khan.
Okay,
that's Mandela Khan.
Okay, but my point is, they'll blow that house down before we have it. But we're master back builders. Why can't we build our own White House?
Okay, well, I see what you're saying on that there, man, Doctor. Yeah, well, see, I see what you're saying on that there, man, Dr. D. And as you know, I've always advocated, you know, for us as a people, you know, to become self-sufficient. And that is, you know, controlling the force.
We're master builders. As a black, we are those master builders. There's nothing we can't do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
And
built the current White House.
And laid out the city plans of Washington, D.C.
Okay, let me just bring this up for the producer, Mad Dr. D, and the coordinator, which is the General Chewbacca. I want Joe Gibson, Dr. Leroy, Chewbacca, and Mad Dr. D. None of y'all has fought for the red, black, and green. And I'm going to prove what I'm saying to you. Under the Confederate flag in the red, white, and blue, you veterans, you're in the same boat. You tried to hold up the eagle to show a democratic society, a republic that brings in freedom, justice, and total independence. When we can prove that today, with all our black and white asses, the United States of America is incapable of bringing freedom and justice and independence to anywhere. The proof is, like I said earlier, that
Russia
China and Iran is having exercises while the Eagle is bombing Iraq and Syria. Do you know how tremendous that is and understand the times in which we live in today?
Yeah.
Someone is trying to create a...
I agree with you, Mandelicon. I agree with you, Mandelicon, but I don't think China imprisoning...
All of y'all are
the same amount of people.
And you all
fought
for the red, white, and blue. That's the problem. The red, white, and blue is the enemy of everybody on the planet. Only the red, black, and green. And the total recall, as Shabaka was talking about earlier on your program, Joe, and class action 567.
I think I'm muted.
80% of the people to power.
No,
80% of the people on the ground are workers and poor classes, no matter what color they are. 17% is middle class, and only 2%. 3% is the elite. So we have them right where we want them. All we got to do, divided we stand, together we all fall. We must stand with the red, black, and green and the Ethiopian empire of the total recall to bring in live and let live in one love. So I rest the case right there. Much love, much respect.
Okay. I say, why do we have to stand with any colors at all? Why can't we all stand
with individuals
and sovereign
people? I'll tell you why, Bill. Since 1555, or when the founding fathers brought the Confederate flag in the red, white, and blue to the Americas, we all, including Dr. D, Arceta Veda, and even Shabaka, they went with Uncle Scam, and that's okay. I'm here to help everyone remember what they forgot or what they don't want to recognize. Now it's time for us to stand with Ethiopia.
What form of rule are you trying to bring?
The symbol. You can carry your Confederate flag, Joe Gibson, but it must fly under the red, black, and green. You can carry your red, white, and blue. You can carry your Haitian flag. You can carry your Ethiopian flag.
Why can't it fly side by side? I'll tell you why
you can't do that. I'm a vet. I'm a disabled vet. All right. I want all the bullshit. You know, I did my job with that fat screwed ass country of ours. I have a major case going by the VA. My case is at the White House right now at DC. You know what I mean? I don't stand up there every time that flag wave. I stand there and salute.
They should know more about the body. You know what I'm saying? The different spots.
I don't know who that is. Who's that? Identify yourself. Who are you? What's your name?
No, that was me. Sorry. I was trying to find his channel on Blog Talk.
No, that there was. Yeah, that was somebody there in the background.
Okay, that was background noise.
Yeah, but go ahead. Go ahead. Finish, man.
Go ahead, Dr. D.
Yeah, like I was saying. So, you know what I mean? I'm not going to sit there and pledge my allegiance to no damn piece of cloth, red, white, and blue, purple, or nothing else. You know what I mean? Because, see, my problem is we're not together. Every other country in this fucking country sticks together except us. And until they get that together, we'll never be together, ever. Because we have no unity. None. You know, if you go to everybody's all callers, and each one have a family member that they're always at war with. You know what I mean? Why is that? Because we're fighting the wrong war. You know?
Right.
Like you said, they know how to divide and conquer. You know
what I mean? My mother just passed by.
And seven siblings. Do you know the three of them got together and took over? You know what I mean? And now they're going to take my mother's mansion and sell it to the white man, but they won't sell it to me. You know what I mean? Because we are so screwed up in the mind. And I'm going to tell you how people get to the blacks by way of church. You got these
hello.
And they fucking brainwash you, and they get you the women in there, give you money. God said do that, and they take your money, and then they turn on each other because some guy
right,
rule a book that you don't even know, and he told us, well, God said they use the Bible for a damn weapon, and the dumbass blacks, we sit around there and go for it. You know what I mean? That's why
we can't get that there was part of that plantation mentality there too, there, Mad Doctor D's, because you know they use that there
to
control us and then to keep us divided amongst ourselves.
I understand what you're saying.
Let me just analyze what Dr. D said. Dr. D and Shabaka is exclusive because they remember what they forgot on behalf of Ethiopia, the African, red, black, and green. Yet they are all inclusive. What they're saying is that we fought with the Confederate flag, blacks fought with the Confederate, blacks fought with the red, white, and blue. And we're here to keep honoring that contract. But first and foremost now, we have to authorize the proper administrations. We are inclusive. I'm an African high priest of the matriarch. I represent the red, black, and green. Ethiopian Africans first, and everybody else, brown, red, yellow, and white.
He won't have an allegiance. Hang on, Mandelicon. All right, hang on now, Mandelicon. He just stated that he's not going to have allegiance to any type of color, any type of flag.
He did not say that. Don't do that.
Anyway.
He did not say that.
Yes,
he said our people first.
Tobacco
said our people first.
Excuse me. Tobacco, get control.
Excuse me. Yeah. Go ahead, man, Dr. D. Go ahead.
And let everybody, we're not going to argue with each other. We're going to discuss. We're not going to argue. We can discuss it, and everybody's opinion is invaluable. Okay,
Mr.
So
Dr. G, before you say that,
he's
not my partner in crime. Joe Gibson is my brother of the revolution. So go, Dr. D.
Yeah, I said all we're going to do is discuss and find some consensus that we can all agree on. And that's half the battle right there. If we can figure out.
Okay, I agree with you on that there, man, Dr. D. Now, let's hear.
If somebody says something that's valuable, we just have to figure out what it is without turning on each other.
Okay, man, Dr. D, you got that. Okay, Mr. Producer, you got that. Now, dude, let me say this. Okay, now, let me go ahead and say this. Now, what we got to look at right here is because I am witnessing out here in Northern California, and I'm sure you are too, man, Dr. D, down there in Southern California, is like the damn homeless population, man, has gone up 48-50%, man, in the last two fucking years. You see what I mean? So that there is something is extremely wrong. Now, I recognize that other groups go out here, they become self-sufficient, you know, handle their commerce and what have you, and then you will see people who come to the United States is that they set up these businesses in the black community and they take that revenue up out of there and go build up their community. See, so what we have to do is change our mindset on a collective, you see what I mean, you know, of building up our capital to acquire more land.
Absolutely.
You're saying there too, Jesse, you know, was what Mile High News was the narrative on, is that we got to build our communities, we got to make our people self-sufficient, you see, because this is too much. I mean, I'm going out here, I'm seeing elderly people out here living in the street, and like I said, Mad Dr. D, you know, that we make up less than 20% of the population in the state of California, but we make up more than 50% of the homeless.
Why are these people, Shabaka, the elderly, the poor, living in the streets? Why is this happening? Do you have an answer?
I'm going to tell you why, because the economy is so bad, it's hard to even, you know how much it takes just to move in an apartment, a one bedroom? Nobody had no $5,000-$6,000 just to move in.
It takes more to rent than it does to buy a damn home. The problem is if you have nothing to show for yourself the whole time you've been growing up and living, you can't buy a damn home because you're not credit worth in this. Your credit is not worth it to buy a damn home.
So therefore, you got to spend $1,000. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Hold on, man. Because first of all, you know what? See, what you're trying to do is sit there and categorize us because everybody ain't got a house.
I think you misunderstood me again. That's the problem. I'm saying that in general, it doesn't matter who you are. The reason why you got to go, you, me, or anybody has to go pay $1,000 a month for a damn rent for a two-bedroom shack and some
because
we go to a bank, excuse me?
The banks are going to turn you down. Yeah. I'm a simple man. I make $5 a month. And I'm gonna tell you something. That's just enough to get by. And if you got people living on exercise less than $1,000 a month, you know, you can't survive. Mm-hmm. But you still gotta eat.
No.
You gotta eat.
You can't live on that money.
Exactly.
And then you got health.
But
then
you
got go ahead.
No, dude.
You cannot live on it because it's designed by the board. Hang on, Shabaka, can I speak, please, real quick? I haven't said too much here.
Yeah, go ahead.
The reason why the selective poverty is happening is because we have a monopoly on the currency and the system. And the Federal Reserve Board of Governors in a lot of districts around the country, you're right, they are prejudicial. They are. You're absolutely correct, Shabaka, when you say things like that, and they suppress certain groups of people. I'll agree with you there. And you're absolutely what Dr. Leroy said. You have to be certain credit criteria to achieve these types of goals in life. And that is wrong. We should all be equal. We should all have a different sovereign playing field, and until we get rid of the elites, we won't get anywhere.
You know what?
Like you said, now, given that, the guy that's more successful, yes, he should have more. He should be capable of more. But at the same time, how could a 21-year-old guy, fresh out of school, fresh out of whatever, start his family and life, because he made a bad decision 3 or 4 years prior, be punished? You can't get this house. If you buy this $150,000 home, your mortgage payment is going to be $1,000 a month for 67 years. That's not right. That's not right. It doesn't matter if you're black or white or anything.
But also, Dr. Leroy, but what you got to look at, too, is that over here in Silicon Valley, when I see them build up all these office buildings, these workshop apartments, they're charging these astronomical fees, and then these people are over here making trillions upon trillions of dollars a year. I mean, when you get
in
a trillion-dollar racket, man, and you're moving and shaking. See, one thing about your fucked-up country that I told you before, you will pass all these goddamn laws, man, about gun control,
You're a diplomat.
Okay, well, that's what I'm doing, Mandela Khan. But the thing is, that they are not going to pass any laws to regulate prices. Why? Because if they pass
Dr. Shabaka, let me interject on behalf of everyone.
Go ahead, man.
I want everybody to
go ahead, Mandela Khan.
Main to Florida, Washington State, California. Not the UK and the Congo, the Bible, just in this country. I want you to put the rate of inflation on the map. And the cost of living. There are three
Absolutely
states.
Ridiculous.
There are three states that's out of control. In California, most people who's homeless, they know that 24/7, 365, it might be warm in California, so people flock from all over in the Midwest to try to get to California
for the sunshine,
even if they ain't got no goddamn heat, right? And they want to get out of
Florida.
And in Florida, where there are apples, there are oranges, mango. And it's warm. Many people in the Northeast, in the wintertime, they flock to Florida. Now, those are two of the most
warm air.
Rate of inflation and rate of cost of living. It's hard for people with jobs to have a decent place. Now I want to go to New York. New York is the financial capital. And in New York, it is the highest cost of living. More than California, more than Florida, and I'll tell you why. Because these criminals, they won't tell you that in outside those three states, people have a not so bad standard of living in the spring and summer. However, even it gets a tax on them, where some of them try to get to Florida or California. So that's the reason why we got a lot of homeless in Florida and a lot of homeless in California. But when New York, who set the standard as it relates to the rate of inflation, Dow Jones, Wall
stock
Street,
market,
all that shit is in New York.
Wall Street,
in the cost of living in New York,
poor folks will never understand.
Winter, spring, summer, and fall. And it's the highest cost of living in the nation. And we can go to many interactions in any municipality outside of California, outside of Florida, and outside of New York. And some people say, well, look, damn, life ain't so bad. But it is bad because none of us have the rate of inflation as relates to the cost of living allowance. None of them legislature,
well,
when they raise the price
of
taxes or get, none of them None of them gives us a raise. None of them gives us a raise in Social Security. None of them gives us a raise on the job. None of them gives us a raise as it relates to 48 of the new reparations. None of us get no goddamn raise. So I'm telling you, California, Florida, and New York, that's where the rate of inflation as it relates to the cost of living, COLA, cost of living allowance, every time prices raise up, if a bag of potatoes is the 5 cents, if it's later on it's 25 cents, we the people are supposed to get a goddamn raise too.
Well, we should all get a raise.
Well, they kicked me off. They kicked me off my live chat. I just want to let you know.
Hold on.
Live got kicked off my live chat. I don't know what's going on here. Ban IP. I got an IP here. I don't know what happened. By tuning into your show, Shabaka, they kicked me out of my chat room.
Okay, well, my chat room is open. You can redirect them here. But
what's the name of your chat room?
However, though. Okay, the chat room is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Okay, that's Shabaka with the S D L K E X P Enhanced, all lowercase. Now, but also, too, we also, too, Mandela Khan, got to look at the chain reaction of when prices go up there on the production of goods. This is also going to affect prices when it goes to the consumer. The classic example is these damn cell phones, these laptops, and all this shit here, you know, dealing with social media. It's because silicon is being pumped into Frisco Bay every day on a regular basis. I see all those ships coming from China after the brothers over there in the Congo, South Africa, Namibia, Zimbabwe, that went down there risking their lives. You're not getting paid nothing, you know, to go harvest the silicon, the cobalt, the gold, the tungsten, the diamond,
coltan,
and all of
coltan,
that.
Coltan. Coltan. There would be no interconnected society in America without coltan.
No, exactly. And see, and then you got this $1 trillion industry over here. You see what I'm saying? That's amassing this numerous amount of wealth, but also, too, you got the highest rate of homelessness against it. You know, the same thing there. That you got there that's happening in Los Angeles, it was happening there in San Francisco, Oakland, and what have you. Okay, yeah, our chat room is open, okay, and we see somebody there stating that here we are. Okay, all right. Well, anyway, yeah, we see you there.
I'm trying to import him into your chat room. It's very difficult. Blog Talk's giving me a problem, but I'm getting around him somehow. I don't know how I'm doing it, but I guess I am.
Well, anyway, I just sent him a greetings right there. Okay, but what it is, though, is this. This is why I've always emphasized that we off in the melanated community must control our own resources of production and demand and cause a shift on the banking system. We got to look at the example of the Montgomery bus boycott of 1955. Okay, nobody rode the bus, okay? The Montgomery bus boycott said they didn't need their business. They damn near went bankrupt. And you could take the same principle and you could shift it on the banking market. You could also shift it in the stock market. You could also shift it in the gold market. And then also, too, we want to mention, too, Mad Dr. D, King Leopold of Belgium. I know you're familiar with this one here, Mandela Khan, and you too, Jesse, had killed 10 million Africans in the Congo just because they refused to either, I believe they refused to.
Hitler is a good man. Hitler is a good man. He did not kill African people. Hitler is a great man.
Yeah, look at King. Yeah, look at King Leopold. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
okay, Joe, we'll see you in there in the chat room as well, too, Joe.
Okay,
I told you I was getting in there.
Remember, when we started, we were talking about what happened to you this year that made a difference in your life. I didn't mention. I was watching the news. Some commercial last night. A couple weeks ago. Anyway, I was in the hospital because of kidney failure. Do you know that the medicine I've been taking for 14 years was the cause of my kidney failure?
That's another thing we need to talk about.
The
pharmaceutical industry, they scandalous as shit, too.
They knew from the beginning that the medicine will cause us heart failure, kidney failure, and all the above. But they kept on.
Yeah,
they
I know what you're talking about.
Different kind of pills. I'm a victim behind this. So anyway, so they said that they knew that the medicine would cause that kind of problem. and people get sick and dying. And the reason I did the reason I did,
son of a bitch belongs in fucking jail. Who wrote it?
But now, what happened now? So I got a phone call. I called and took these old lawyers they have. And anyway, and they said, you've been taking that medicine for 14 years? I said, yeah, I still got some miles of it. But my problem was, I don't take medicine. I don't like medicine. So I kept missing doses. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I'm still alive. So when a pharmacy company realized, I mean, they ran out their patent that they had, because they had 10, 15 years of patent. But they had this, but up from the beginning, they developed a safer pill a long time ago. But they hit it. So now they're trying to use
some
sort
of shit.
Right. So now, they say because see, I can die any time. And the whole thing about it is, these motherfuckers, these government motherfuckers, these greedy ass son of bitches, you know, they are harming the community, especially blacks, so well. And the doctors,
right,
even researching the medicine that they're giving us. You know,
the experimentation.
Take that. Yeah. And that's another thing. See, they have so many ways to destroy us. You know.
Right.
So for next time you pop a pill, aspirin, a motherfucking whatever, you still research what you take. You know what I mean? So I'm telling you right now.
Man, you should research it thoroughly.
Whereas they told me I will not make it in 4 hours. And I'm still
okay, we're mad, Dr. D.
So I,
and now you listened to
Yeah, you proved them alive, for sure.
I got to get off here because they're going to end my show on me, so I got to get off here.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was good talking to you, okay?
Zoom
okay,
with John Songs after this program go out. Well, I'll be with you, Joe Gibson, and I'll have many of the
Shabbat
open about it as well.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, thank you.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
What?
Okay. We're still on, man. Dr. D, that there was Joe Gibson. He hosts his own podcast. And what happened was he had patched his podcast off into ours. Okay. I see, man. Dr. D has dropped. Okay. So he's probably going to call. Yeah. Okay. And then we got 3 minutes ourselves left on here. Okay. So therefore, anybody has any closing statements there?
Yeah, I got it.
Go ahead.
Quickly, if I may. Quickly. Everyone under Shabaka's Black Experience. Download the app of Zoom. We need 11 million people in the Genesis, and I promise you, under the red, black, and green, we'll have 100. I don't care what John Song has to say. And under the app of Zoom, you download the app, and on the number, the call-in number is 931-487.
And we'll take it all the way to overtime.
5206. 931-487-5206. And I urge everyone under Dr. Z, who's spiritually, politically, and Shabaka.
We're inclusive
for black people, but we all inclusive. And we're going to kick some ass. As we get 11 million people in the spring offensive. And by summer, we're going to show everybody what the red, black, and green really means. Much love, much respect to each and every one of you.
No, right.
Yeah, much love.
Much love, and it's always a pleasure hearing from you. Okay, let me ask you this here. Okay, Brother Jesse, what's on your mind, man? We're about to go on overtime. We got 2 minutes left in the show, so we're going to take it all the way till they pull the plug. What's on your mind and any current statements you got going on?
Happy New Year. This is 2020. This is the year of tangibles and reparations. A lot of people are defeatist about this reparations thing, but we're very serious about it. They want our vote.
Right.
They're going to have to produce tangibles. The days are over them getting
our
vote just because. And I agree about the red, black, and green. I rock the red, black, and green every day.
Yes, sir,
I will be checking off this Zoom. But in the meantime.
Oh, absolutely.
Most definitely.
In between time. This is an election year. And they're going to have to cut the damn check, or the Republican or the Democratic, and both the Republican and Democratic
are going to
collapse.
Because both those parties because both those parties are no damn good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Damn right.
They really aren't. Yeah, say neither one of them are no goddamn good, and this is why you always hear me emphasizing our people becoming self-sufficient is because, see, black family, we are all we got. You see what I mean? It's because you can best believe that all these other groups of people, man, let me say this here, Brother Isaiah, then I'm going to turn it on over to you, then I'm going to turn it on over there to Reverend Leroy. But it is up to us to take care of us black families because we are all we got. Okay, go ahead, Brother Isaiah, then we're going to go here to Reverend Leroy.
Hi, Black Power, y'all. You know I love the show. Thank you for putting me on because I'm the MC. I thank y'all for giving me this chance to talk about the situations and we need it, you know, because in a time right now we need a podcast. We need a podcast like this. To speak the truth out there, and so and who ever don't like it, can't really hate. So I don't really care. So we're gonna keep on doing this. So I wanted to thank you, Brother Shabaka. Thank you, Brother Jesse. Thank you for all the brothers and sisters out there. You know, and we should shout. Overcoming this because it's 2020, so we got to step our game up.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And then also, too, I see we got two other callers right here out of 626, and we got a private caller here. We're going to let the private caller go on there and talk. Okay, private caller, we're at the end. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Go ahead. Is this Mad Dr. D? Because we got a private call. I think you called from another number, Mad Dr. D, and I unmuted you.
Okay, let the other caller in.
Let the private caller go on there. Yeah, and then let him give him a chance to speak. Private caller, you can talk if you want. Go on once. Go on twice.
Go on three times.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All righty, okay. So therefore, on on Reverend Leroy, you got any closing comments there, Reverend Leroy? We over here and
I just want to say I enjoyed it. Shabaka, I'm glad we're not fussing and cussing with each other, just like me and Mandela kind of earlier on Joe's show. It's just I voice opinions lots of times. They may not necessarily be my own. A lot of people take them misconstrued. It's not my personal thing, because I think when I got mad at you, Shabaka, I think the main thing was is you basically said all the hillbillies and rednecks in the South are racist, pretty much. I think you were mad that night or something because somebody said something that tipped you off, and I'm actually from the North. I'm the least farthest thing. When I first met my wife, the first thing she asked me, she said, are you prejudiced against black people because I have black people in my family? Because she has black people in her family. I'm like, hell no, it's not like that. But I would like, I'm like you, I want to see everybody do good for themselves, whether they're black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican, or anything.
See, Leroy, self-sufficiency is a universal law and principle, just like breathing is a universal law and principle. You don't have to teach a lion is to protect her cubs. You see what I mean?
No,
and I believe
it comes natural.
And I have spoken with. Yeah, we see just the same thing when the police department go out here and murder unarmed black people, and we discussed this here before. You see, Mandela Khan knows how I feel. Jesse knows how I feel. You see, if it lives, it has the right to exist.
But the one thing is why you and Dr. Leroy is not on Joe Gibson's program, and here's why that's extraordinary. You're not calling Dr. Leroy and telling him to shut the fuck up, and he's not calling you a nigger. Isn't that great?
Only reason, let me express this real quick. The only reason why I ever used that word was to spark emotion. That's it.
Word. You're not wrong. Jim Gibson allowed it for 3 years. He allowed everybody to call me a nigga, but I'm not a stinking father fucker. And that's why I'm glad you're here. I'm telling you.
I know.
Because
I'm the whitest son of a bitch out here right now, and I'll tell you what.
You won't have this interaction on Joe Gibson's program without us coming to Shabaka's Black Experience. I rest the case.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. And, you know, and I don't agree with that word either. I mean, you know, the original meaning of the word was an ignorant person. And it was changed.
No,
back
the original meaning of that word was a king and a queen.
Nigga,
N-E-G-U-S standing for nigga or nigga.
Okay, maybe it was.
N-I-G-G-A or nigga. Mangoose, N-E-G-U-S. You'll see t-shirts.
Maybe it was
Mandelicon.
Nigga, as of 1904.
And now Mangoose is a t-shirt in 2020. N-E-G-U-S. That's the original N-word. And even black people won't say the original N-E-G-U-S.
No, they won't. Right. They say N-I-G-G-A. But anyway, to make a long story short, in 1904, according to Webster's Dictionary, it was considered an ignorant person. But words change over time, okay?
And you're right. Under the word nigger,
it's
an ignorant white
That's
or black
thing.
Person. You're absolutely correct, Dr. Leroy.
Yes. Yes, but words have changed over time. And
damn,
in the 1940s and the 50s,
yeah, when Brian's time shut me down, go on and keep talking. It's a free for all now because we don't borrow time anyway. So therefore, yeah.
How you gonna tell the people to pick up guns? You gonna try to get us started when the Black Panther Party was killed in the streets? And who are you, John Saul? Don't give me that shit. November 2020.
Yeah, yeah, we got a point on that there, man.
Hey, but
Delacon,
you gonna pack a gun and head up north too?
Listen, look, excuse me, check it out. You said Webster's good addition. You know, who the fuck is Webster? Who is he to say what might went wrong? Huh? Who the fuck is Webster? Somebody tell me that.
That's right. Nobody's right. Nobody's wrong.
Who was Plato? Who was Pliny? Who was Socrates? Who was the Greek and Roman philosopher who stole our goddamn legacy?
Yeah, you're right, Mandelicon, because Plato, Socrates, and that other motherfucker down there, Aristotle, I believe Professor George E. James, had brought it out, man, that none of them sons of bitches, man, you don't hear nothing about their asses until they went to Kemet. You see what I'm saying? And then the motherfuckers had went down there, man, started burning down libraries, man, stealing knowledge and what have you, trying to come to us with this alternative lifestyle and whatnot. And that's another thing you got going on over there in Silicon Valley. As you know, those are goony birds up there with our women coming up missing, and they trying to take women reproductive organs and put it off into these trans dudes. You see, that's some diabolical shit. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is why our sisters are coming up missing. And then I have been seeing it across social. Oh, yeah, and I have been seeing it across the net that some of the brethren, you know, have been stepping up, man, preventing some of these kidnappings from happening, and they're highly sophisticated and methodical of how they're doing. So, like I said, I got a theory is that when these trillionaires, man, they quench all their thirst, their mind starts going for the goddamn bizarre. You see what I'm saying? And it's just a theory.
I want everybody to go look up the
like
Whisper
that.
Song. That it
Which
just
one?
Gets better with time. Under Jabaka's Black Experience. It just gets better with time. Go look up that song.
Mm-hmm.
Google it. Black or white.
Mm-hmm.
It just gets better with time. We're at the right place at the right time in the right season for the right reason. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing can stop something whose time has come. We the people by the people for the people. Whether you black, brown, red, or the white. You must submit to the red, black, and green and fly any flag under it. And we're ready for the people's revolution. Much love, much respect. You never want to be.
Yeah, ready for the revolution.
Good evening,
Mandelicon and Shabaka, the rest out there. I'm glad we weren't in the fighting match tonight. Because I think most of us are actually on the same page.
Civil conversation.
You know?
We finally had a civil conversation here crossing, you know, all
hey,
different
Dr.
parts
Leroy,
of the spectrum.
You see how nice Shabaka is over here? And when he go to Joe Gibson's program with the Clubs and Clubs Clan, his fan club or clan club, you see how Shabaka will start a riot. Shabaka will take everybody off the motherfucking chain. But in his segment, you see how nice he is, and you saw how nice he was in Joe Gibson's program tonight, just like you said, Dr. Leroy, he can be a spokesperson, but he's got to be the prime minister of the people. He got to be a diplomat. He can't be a thug looking for some love. He can't be a
rough Mandelicon, I'll tell you the same thing I told Shabaka. You know, if me and you met in the bar, we'd probably sit down, drink beers or something all night and have a good old damn time. Well, I was horseshoe
and in
aside,
the streets, we're going to overturn Uncle Sam. We got the same sentiment. In the streets, we're going to overturn the Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue under red, black, and green. I'm here to help you remember. It's Labor Day, one love.
Everybody,
put your motherfucking weapons down. Put your weapons down. Put your atomic bombs down. Put your Glocks, your Uzis, your AR-15. We just pray, go to school, or vote, or shoot our way into slavery oppression. And I'll be goddamn if we're going to use the white man's tactics to pray, vote, go to school, and shoot your way to freedom. You ain't going to shoot your way to freedom because they got that atomic bomb. They know goddamn well they in serious trouble. They got that atomic bomb. They know they're in serious trouble.
Hold it.
Time to pick up the gun.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're right about that there, Jesse. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to be doing a live feed, man, just from the same neighborhood where they did that. But Mad Dr. D was saying something there, and then I'm going to close it out with a nice song. Okay, Mad Dr. D, your closing comment, sir.
Yeah, this is a beautiful show. And I appreciate everybody's comments. And I like the way everybody went well. But I'm telling you one damn thing. I'm not putting out my goddamn gun. And
he
put yours down.
I know that's right. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we're having us here a great show this evening. I'm meeting everybody. Al, just hang on because I'm going to play a song that's dedicated to the memory of the Minister of Defense 50 years ago who had patrolled our who patrolled the city of Oakland for our safety. And it is as follows.
Yeah.